from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London in Washington. Police in New York are appealing to the public for information after an explosion in Manhattan injured 29 people late Saturday. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio.
For all New Yorkers, a central message we want to give today is be vigilant. Be vigilant at this point in time. Not just because of this incident, be vigilant because we're going into United Nations General Assembly week. Be vigilant because the police need your help.
The New York blast came hours after a pipe bomb exploded in a trash bin in a New Jersey beach town Saturday. That was 135 kilometers away, forcing the cancellation of a charity race involving thousands of runners. Meanwhile, VOA has learned that someone claiming to be the bomber posted a manifesto on the Tumblr social media site, claiming responsibility and saying, quote, "I cannot live in a world where homosexuals like myself, as well as the rest of the LGBT community, are looked down upon by society." The writer threatened more attacks. The issue of what to do about the world's nearly 65.5 million displaced people takes center stage at the United Nations General Assembly Monday, when world leaders converge on New York for the first ever summit on addressing refugees and migrants. With more people forced to flee their homes than at any time since World War II, leaders are expected to approve a document aimed at unifying all 193 member states behind a coordinated approach that protects human rights of refugees and migrants. But that may prove an uphill battle, as the document is not legally binding and comes at a time that refugees and migrants have become a divisive issue in Europe and in the United States. This is VOA.